June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before.
Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Swan. I graduated in Commerce 72. And I'm back after 53 years of being away from Queens. And I'm listening to CFRC. And when I was at Queens, I listened to CFRC. And so I'm glad to be here.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queens Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JDA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for AirPlay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Money Right Now by This Is Lorelei. This is from the new album, which came out sometime last week. It came out on Friday. Hollow Boy. I think it's really good. I've been really excited about this album. The singles have been great. I think it was just two. It was Hollow Boy and then Name the Band, but both were fantastic, and I've had them on repeat, and I think if you've tuned in, I've definitely played them. And then the full album just came out, which is fantastic. This is Lorelei's Nate from Water From Your Eyes, which I think is super sick. And I think he has another, side project as well. But I think it's an awesome album, and I think everyone should listen to it and check it out, because It's amazing. What I have up next is Jaundice by Dove Ellis, and then after that, it's Oh Dorian by Ben Queller featuring MJ Lenderman. So, super exciting. Yeah, that's what's up next. I hope everyone enjoys.
Hang with you again. life just ain't the same. I can't wait to hang with you again.
Take your side every time.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Crusades by Geese. Before that, it was O'Dorian by Ben Queller featuring MJ Lenderman. And then all the way back was Jaundice by Dove Ellis. To me, they're all sort of like, This Is Lorelei, Dove Ellis, MJ Lenderman, Geese are all like categorized in the same thing in my brain where it's sort of like, I don't know how to describe it, but when I like think about music, they're all together, which I think is cool, so I wanted to put them together. I had to do Geese. I know it's not Cameron Winter, but I mean, like, it is, but it's not like his debut, his own stuff, but I had to do it because he just had a concert at Carnegie Hall, and it was filmed by Paul Thomas Anderson, which is kind of huge for me. I'm very much into I hate being like, oh, I'm into movies, because that makes me sound like kind of awful, but I am somewhat into movies and I do really like Paul Thomas Anderson, so I'm really excited to see like what's gonna come of it. Maybe it's just like he felt like filming it and nothing will come of it, but I do think it's awesome that he was filming it. Also, I'm being like, oh, I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I've seen two of his movies. I'm like a fake, but I do really like him. Like, I liked Boogie Nights and I liked Licorice Pizza. And, like, Magnolia's on my list. I just haven't had a chance to watch it. So is Punch Drunk Love. But, like, I like to say I'm a fan. I'd say I probably watch more of, oh my God, what's his name? The guy that did Jerry Maguire. I'm like pulling up my letterbox. Cameron Crowe. I'm a big fan of Cameron Crowe. I'd say he's probably up there in my top ones. But now I'm just talking about movies. I do think it's awesome that Paul Thomas Anderson, and I think one of the Safdie brothers was there as well. I think it was Benny Safdie was there. So hopefully something cool comes of that. It's kind of huge for me. And I think that's really awesome. So fingers crossed there's like a filmed Cameron Winter Carnegie Hall. It is kind of crazy that he's like blown up and geese have blown up so much. Kind of bugs me because like they're supposed to be like niche and not break record. Not that they're breaking records, but like break into the main scene because like they're supposed to be like my little niche thing. But maybe I'm just like too pretentious about that and need to like calm down. Anyway, what I have up next is Fishing It With You by Daeslyn, and then after that it's Window by Gloom. I hope you guys enjoy.
I go down to the lake, it's my favorite time. Just my hook and my bait at the end of the line. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Setting Sun by Post Animal, Window by Gloom, and then all the way back was Fishing With You by Daislin. All sort of new releases. Super good stuff. I really like the new Post Animal album. I think I've talked about it before on here, or I'll Try Anything Once. I can't remember, but I think it's an awesome album. I think it has that, like, I wasn't a listener before this album, so I can't really say, like, if it's like their other albums, but I do think it's, like, sick, and I think that everything about it is awesome, and you should definitely listen to it. And then Gloom and Fishing With You. I like Fishing With You a lot. I discovered it yesterday. I'm always going through the, like, Spotify new indie music stuff. And then, of course, like, trying to do my own research and not rely on Spotify because they're evil. But I found it on one of those and I thought, this is awesome. It kind of has that... People have been calling it... Or at least maybe I could be making this up. I'm going to be like, people are calling this genre this, but I could be completely making it up and just have my own, like, corner of the internet. People have been calling, like, MJ Lenderman, other people like that, y'alternative, where it's sort of country sounding, but it's alternative. And I think that's kind of a fun way to describe it. And I think Fishing With You is like that as well. So maybe we can start a new thing and it'll be called Y'Alternative. I think that's sick. Anyways, what I have up next is Pleasure by Headaches, and then Superstar by Pretty Sick. Pretty Sick, I was obsessed with this song in grade 12, so a long time ago. And then I, like, re-listened to it because Pretty Sick, they just released a new album, and I forgot about how good it was. Like, Superstar is amazing, and I think it really, like, changed the trajectory of the music. Maybe not. It's one of the songs that sort of got me into more alternative stuff, because for a long time I wasn't. For a long time I was listening to, like, the Chainsmokers, which is really embarrassing, and I shouldn't admit that, but it did happen. And I like to think I've grown, hopefully. But sometimes they still hit. Recently, what's been hitting is I rediscovered Candy Paint by Post Malone. Embarrassing. And it came up on my TikTok, and I had to listen to it. And I was like, oh my god, this takes me back to, like, 2017, when people were on... I think it was still Musical.ly at this point, and they'd make, like, the boomerangs on Musical.ly to the song. And I just needed that nostalgia for a minute. Anyway, that's enough. Like, I'm embarrassed now that I've said I was listening to Post Malone, but it's out there. Up next, Pleasure by Headaches, and then also Superstar by Pretty Sick.
Thank you.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Superstar by Pretty Sick. And then before that, it was Pleasure by Headaches. Pretty Sick, they just released a new album. This song isn't from it, but the new album is really great. Star, or like it's been a single, but there has to be a new album coming out. It's sort of more shoegazy. Well, no, because this one's kind of shoegazy too. It's like heavier on the distortion and stuff like that, which is super cool. I was saying earlier that this was one of the songs in high school that like altered the music I was listening to. My friend from home, I think it was Emma, shared it with me, and then it like changed the trajectory of what I was listening to. Because for a long time it wasn't very good. When I became friends with Emma, we were in all the same classes in grade 9, first semester. Like, all four of my classes we were in. And she caught me one time in our art class listening to RuPaul, which was kind of awesome. And not that there's anything wrong with his music, but I haven't been able to live that down since. And she goes, do you remember when we were in grade 9 and you were listening to RuPaul? And I went, yeah. And she was over there being cool and listening to, like, Mitski at the time, which was, like, sort of newer. And I was like, yeah, of course. So shout out to Emma for sort of putting me on some other stuff. Because it was bleak for a bit. The music I was listening to was a little bleak. That's also awful for me to say, because people do enjoy that music. But I think I've grown a little bit. What I have up next is Houston by Lucky, and then I Fear Premature Death, But You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes by Della XOZ. Yeah, that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy, and that my reputation hasn't been tarnished by me dissing RuPaul's music. Yeah, enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was I Fear Premature Death, But You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes by Della XOZ. And then before that, it was Houston by Lucky. Whenever I say Zed, I get nervous because I lived in the States for 3 years and I can never remember which way is like the Canadian way to say it, if it's Zed or Z, but I'm like 99% sure it's Zed. I did get a lot of the, like, you're not saying it right when I lived in the States, because I grew up in Canada, and then I was, like, 10 when I moved to the States. And I got a lot of, like, do you drink maple syrup? And do you eat seals for Thanksgiving? Do you live in igloos? That kind of stuff, which was always really awesome, and it made me feel great. Yeah, I just loved living in the States. It was awesome. They really have a skewed perception of what Canada is like, I think. Because I got a lot of those questions, and it would be like, yeah, I actually do live in an igloo and drink maple syrup all the time. And I like to keep that bit running when I was 10. Anyway, what I have up next is Guts by Fan Club Wallet, and then Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher, both Canadian. I think Cootie Catcher is from Toronto. I'm not sure where Fan Club Wallet is, but I've been listening since, like, their single Car Crash in G Major came out, which was 2020, and kind of insane. Which, like, okay, that's been 5 years. Awesome. That's really cute. And we're almost at 2026. Even better. It's making me feel amazing. And not, like, old at all. But it's okay. I can't even be like, oh, like, I feel old. Because then that's, like, I'm not. Sorry. Anyway, that's what I have up next. It's Guts by Fan Club Wallet. And Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher.
I'm
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher, and then before that it was Guts by Fan Club Wallet. What I have up next is I'd Rather Be Yours Than Mine by Sophia Estelle. She's been like on repeat for me since this album came out in like, I think it was September, maybe October. It was September. And I also like Object Permanence, which came out in March, and I highly recommend checking her out. She's from Toronto. I think she's really cool. And then after that, I have Stay Away by Charlie XCX. This is from my favorite Charlie XCX album. I think her first album, True Romance, is her best one, followed by, controversially, How I'm Feeling Now, I think is better than Brat, in my opinion. I like the hyper pop sound of it. I think it's fun. Not saying Brat isn't good, because it was one of my top albums this year, even though it's been like over a year since it was released. I honestly think How I'm Feeling Now is pretty good. I think Crash is underrated. Sucker is like whatever. Pop 2 is also really good. I don't know. She's got a lot. And I'm a fan. I am actually really upset that Brat was one of my top albums, and it wasn't even Brat. It was Brat, and it's completely different, but also still Brat. And it's because there were two specific songs that I would listen to on my way to work. It was Club Classics featuring BB Trix, and then also, oh, I guess I listened to a lot of Rewind featuring Blade, and 365 featuring Shy Girl. I would listen to those three songs on my way to work. Kind of insane to be listening to, like, when I'm going to lifeguard, when I should be, like, calm and focused in case there's an emergency, but it did get me going and made my shifts a little more, or at least the drive to my shifts, a little more enjoyable. Yeah, that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Crazy, think about you all the time. call to your confidant. I know that you take it. Something I always want. One thing's unchanged.